Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 286. Our Bread to Share Today. When Jesus called his 12 and ordained them, he called them to a solemn privilege. They were to take bread from his hands and fan out through the crowd of hungry people and feed them. The bread was never their own. They had not baked it. They only passed on the bread that had been miraculously multiplied by Jesus. The same Savior has called you to be his servant, to pass on bread to some hungry person. This is what it means to follow Jesus. You are never an originator of saving truth, and you are never a smart theologian. The more sincerely humble you are, the more the Lord can be honored by your ministry. The people need to know that the bread you are passing on is not yours, but his. Bread is good news that nourishes a famished soul. When Jesus fed the 5,000 in John 6, verses 9 to 13, apparently he himself did not serve anyone. He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to the people. No angel was permitted to touch that bread, as the one who fed Elijah in the desert. This job is special now for the 12. They are to be intermediaries between the Savior and the people. Their job is enjoyable. The people smile at them and thank them profusely for what they don't deserve thanks for. They must remember that and never take an ounce of credit for themselves. And do you suppose the 12 sneaked a bite themselves now and then, to taste if it was good? There was always plenty, and they were hungry too. Their first-hand testimony, "It's delicious," was also enjoyable to give. Our Bread to Share Today is the everlasting gospel.